You're doing an excellent job, by the way. What a wonderful little patient you are. So pliable. So obedient. You've gone down nice and deep for me. You're my favorite kind. You've been such a good boy that I would like to reward you. So remain seated. Keep your eyes closed. How about some aromatherapy? I've got a diffuser here. And I'm just going to drop in some essentials that I think you'll like. Nothing is required of you at this point. Just continue to sit there and breathe. Feel yourself becoming even more relaxed as you do. You know, a lot of amateurs think that relaxation is about slowed breathing and heart rate. But everyone relaxes differently. As you enjoy the aroma filling the room, you may find your heart rate a little bit higher. You may find yourself breathing faster or slower. Everybody's body is different. But you know what's universal? Everybody loves aromatherapy and feels good when they indulge in it. So light and heady, almost as if they could float away. It can make it difficult to remain grounded, but who needs to feel grounded when you can feel good instead? It's a simple choice, one that your lungs and your brain are making for you right now, without you having to do anything. You continue to float, rise, float, float, rise, up to the very top. Feeling a little dizzy, but in a good way. Can you lean into that? Can you lean right against that for me? And just let that feeling prop you up like a wall. It's okay to be weak. It's okay to feel floaty and spacey. All that you're ever going to need is right here with me. And trust me, I won't let you get too far away from me. So don't you worry about a damn thing. Just float. And focus. Float and focus. Float and focus. Float and focus. Carolina, float, Carolina, and focus. Carolina, float, Carolina, and focus. Carolina, float. Our first session was great. You went down deeply. The programming took. And we're both going to be thrilled by your future results. But do you know what I noticed about you? You're a real fucking pervert when it comes to this girl, aren't you? For about 85% of my patients, the name trigger would be more than enough to set them on their way. In fact, I've seen it happen over and over again. Most don't even get through that very first session without becoming rock hard, thinking of their person's name. Often by the time they leave, they're uncomfortably on the verge of coming, or have had to make a quick stop off in the restroom to wank themselves to relief. But you, oh, you are a hard case, a stubborn one. I like that, because the harder you fight, the harder you fall. I'm going to love fucking you up and breaking you down. You wouldn't be the first one, honey. Because the deeper the pathology goes, the deeper Dr. Athalia goes. So open up, sweetheart. Because the good doctor is about to dive in. Let me lay it out for you. Your obsession with your crush. Is layered. Layered deep like a rock formation. And every bit as hard. So how do we bust it up? We chip away at it, just a little bit at a time. We take it piece by piece. And that means taking the object of your affections piece by piece. Because it's not just the name of her or the thought of her that drives you so insane with lust. It's her other parts too. And we are going to focus on them all in turn. Starting with her legs and ass. She's sculpted like a goddess. And you would love to see her up close in all of her glory. But we can't count on you ever getting that chance. It's no problem. Because you don't need it. This crush. This intense passion that you feel has already created the perfect storm inside of you. Such the perfect storm that it doesn't take much for you to spin out of control. For as much as you would love to run your hands over her naked thighs, or to tap your hard, leaking cock on the bare cheeks of her ass, you don't need to. Not in order to pop. In order for you to pop hard and fast and juicy, all you need is a look. Just one look at her perfect ass and legs. She looks good no matter what. But do you know what showcases these assets best of all? Leggings. The black, sporty kind. The shiny ones, too. They sculpt her flesh so nicely. You can almost feel the fabric underneath your hands. You're envious of the crotch of them getting to rub up against that tender place that you never will. This particular ensemble sets you off like a rocket. A skirt? You could survive. Even a very short one. Maybe. Jeans are a bit tougher. Because God knows she looks amazing in them. But still, if you bite your lip and grit your teeth, you can get through it. But where your resistance and self-control finally give out is with those shiny black leggings. It's just a thing that you have. It's just a trigger that sets you off like nothing else. And thank God she doesn't wear them every day. Probably get dehydrated, poor guy. So she only wears them on special occasions. Those occasions when she knows that you're watching, wanting, lusting, and that your programmed mind and your weakened cock can't do anything to resist her when she wears them. Just the thought of her in these magnificent leggings sets your cock to pulsing. Pulsing turns to flushing. Flushing turns to throbbing. Throbs turn into aches, which turn into triggers, which blooms into an orgasm. But guess what, baby? It took me longer to say all of that than it will for it to happen to you. It happened so fast, so lightning quick, that you don't know what the hell happened. All you know is that you're shaking, that you're spurting, that your balls are clenching in your undies. And it's all because of her. She is a walking, talking wet dream who sets you off in all the right ways. There is no resisting her. There is no overcoming her. So you must come for her. Hard and fast and swift. Whenever you hear her name, think her name. See her name. Or see her strutting about in those tight, shiny, black sport leggings. This wet dream of a woman turns your spine to liquid, your brain to mush, and your cum into a bullet. One that's chambered in your balls and shoots out of your shaft in a split second. One look at those legs and ass and bang, bang, baby, you're done. Shooting off in your shorts, cock bouncing, and wet heat blooming into the fabric at your tip. You have absolutely no control over what she does to you. And she has no idea the power that she has over you. Your body has been turned into her bitch, and your brain into her toy, and your poor cock. Oh, it never stood a chance. The nerves frayed. The orgasm response gone haywire. On an absolute hair trigger that is so, so unbearably sensitive to that beautiful, beautiful sight of the one you love and the leggings you love, displaying her ass and legs perfectly, tight, rounded cheeks, moving downward into strong, slender thighs. Even if you could pry those thighs open, even if she invited you to cut a hole in those leggings and fuck her raw and senseless, do you think you'd stand a chance? No, honey. That's the whole point. I'm trying to tell you that you will never make it that far. Your cock has forgotten what stamina even is. And PE is your new reality. And no one triggers it better than her. But I won't tell her what goes on in your underwear. Whenever you encounter her name, or see her ass and legs and leggings, I won't tell her if you don't. It'll just be our dirty little secret. If you can keep it. And if you can't, if you should come so hard and fast and messy right in front of her, and embarrass the hell out of yourself in the process, well then, I guess at least she'll know how you feel about her after all. Until then, what's happening between your ears and between your legs is just between you and me. And knowing that I've broken your brain and your body down to this extreme level gives me such satisfaction. But not complete satisfaction. Not yet. There's more work to be done. Because your crush is more than just legs and ass. She's tits, too.